Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Jokia on the line with me. And Jokia, say hello.
What's going on, family?
So listen, I want you to tell people who you are, and let's start from the beginning, like how you got into singing gospel.
Right.
And let's just bring it on in.
So there I was. I was a newborn baby, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Do it, Jokia. We can do this. Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? I actually gave my life to Christ in the Army, and I used to see this guy. He used to always come up to me and be like, "Hey, God loves you. Sing for God." And I'm like, "No, I like R&B. I'm good." You know, and I used to always run from this guy. And he's always trying to evangelize to me. And then one day, he was just like, "Hey, how you doing?" I just broke down crying, and he just embraced me. And at that moment, I met the Lord. I really, you know, felt the love of Christ through, you know, his ministry, through his kindness, and through his persistence. And I began to write music to God, and I, you know, I kind of started out with, I don't know a lot of gospel music at all. I wasn't as, you know, fully exposed to knowing, you know, the culture of gospel music, the sound. Mm-hmm. And so I just honestly, you know, got introduced to Fred Hammond and Ty Tribbett and like all of these different people. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. So in Iraq, I picked up the guitar in 2008, started playing that guitar, started singing. And, you know, I kind of kept my ministry to myself. And then God kind of said, hey, it's time to get out there in 2015. And I met this man named Marquise Boone, and he heard a song that I wrote, and he took a chance on me and just really kind of just sold into me. He didn't sign me. Me and another gentleman, a young man, who's like my brother now, but he signed him. He didn't sign me. And I was so brokenhearted. Aww. I was like, he sold into me. He fed me with knowledge and understanding and gave me the tools to success. But I still didn't see, like, why wasn't I enough to be selected? Like, you know, Marquise Boone has had some of the most amazing people that he's managed. You're talking about Tasha Cobb. Right. KCJ, Brianna Babineau, Kalante Gavin, you know, so he's he's done a lot of great work. Right. And I'm like, man, you know, that sucks. But, you know, I took what the knowledge that he gave me, and I took what he did. So he got my first recording. He did it, sold into me, but he didn't sign me. And I'm like, okay, that rejection. So as an independent artist, I released my own project from the knowledge that he gave me. Mm-hmm. So when I did that, I realized, like, I had worked so hard. And I'm like, hey, I didn't get nominated for a Stellar Award. Mm-hmm. The Billboard, they were saying, hey, your sound, sonically, you sound CCM. You don't really sound gospel. I didn't even know. I was like, oh, okay. Right. I'm like, well, all my interviews were with gospel, you know, people. So he was, you know, they told me, they said, no, you have a CCM sound. You have a praise and worship sound.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, what do I do now, you know? Uh-huh. And that was another thing that I felt like, okay, here we are again. You know, it's that rejection. And then ultimately, after the Stellar Award thing, I'm like, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel. And then I realized throwing in the towel creates more laundry.
Yeah.
You know? God spoke to me, and I realized, listen, like, with maturity and my relationship with God, I realized what I thought was rejection was not rejection at all. It was just redirection.
Right.
Like, it wasn't that I was being rejected by these different entities and different things that, you know, that I thought. It was God just didn't want that for me to have that opportunity and that route, because he had a different plan for me. And that's what Yahweh is about. Yahweh is about a moment where I was ready to quit and give up. God said, well, okay, hold on. Who is your God? Like, right. Is it man or me? Like, right. Which one? And I had to be honest, and I realized, like, dang, I don't think I've been having God as, like, my number one. Like, I've been having him at, like, number two, number three. I've been, you know, realizing that, like, okay, the order is out of place. And, you know, there's a difference between ministry versus industry. And I thought what I experienced in the industry meant I shouldn't do ministry. And that's not the case.
Right.
You know, God has called me to do ministry, and I just happen to be in industry. You know, that's it.
Right.
So it doesn't mean don't stop. And I thought, like, okay, wait a minute. Jesus was, at the time, he was experiencing pushback too. Right. You know what I mean? But he didn't stop. So I got myself together, my talks with God, and Yahweh came about. And, you know, I just started really caring about that type of approval and just start doing what God wanted me to do,
right.
Doing what I knew my relationship with God needed. And, you know, I met Fred Jerkins from Dark Child Gospel. And he was like, hey, send me that Yahweh song. I sent it to him. He said, me and my team love it. And we want to help you get behind it. We want to distribute it. And so it still led me to be an independent artist. And so those of y'all listening, an independent artist just means it's out of my own pocket. Right. Meaning I cover the cost, meaning I cover the I'm my own label. You know, I'm responsible for it. And so God set things up to where I don't have to be under the control of anything but him. And I love that. And I have a great team. And shout out to Apostle Vero, who manages Dietrich Haddon and works with some of the best and the greatest. It's been a blessing. It really has.
Amen. I'm trying to keep my composure. One, you said so much, and it's like understanding your call.
I'm telling you, that ministry versus industry thing, when I caught that, I said, okay, God, I see here. You can experience something in your industry to make you feel like, man, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. Right. And that's not the case. Pushback doesn't mean stop.
Right.
You know, resistance doesn't mean give up. You know what I mean? That's just not what that means. And we can take it as that, like, you know, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe God doesn't want me to do this. And that's not the case.
Right.
Like, he just wants it done his way. And he doesn't want us to have someone else's blueprint. I don't have to have Tasha Cobb's blueprint. That's what God designed for her.
Right.
I don't need to mimic that same plan when God has a plan for me. You know?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You talk.
I belong to super preachy. I don't want to be preachy.
No, preachy. See, this is what God gave me, that my Christian family can come over here. We can talk Holy Ghost. We can speak in tongues. We can say Jesus is Lord. We can do all of that. Because, you know, I can't get fired. Ain't nobody going to fire me. It's mine. I am black owned.
Come on.
But not black targeted. I was just doing something about that. But, and I embrace the community.
Yes.
For instance, you are a worship. When I heard Yahweh, I was like, you saw I tagged and was like, okay, who is this? Who is this? Okay. The anointing on your sound is genuine and it's real, and that's why you attracted the people you attracted, and that's why they was able to pour into you what God needed them to pour into you to get you where you are.
Yes.
You know, when you have that kind of oil, you really just got to be careful.
Right.
And
you're right.
You can't let the flies be all up in your ointment.
I realized, like, God is, like, really involved in my life. I'm like, oh, you know, I feel so loved and protected. And so I'm enjoying that protection. I really am. You know, like you said, you're 20 years in the game, over 20 years in the game doing this. And on your own way, your own terms. And saying, hey, I'm putting music that is about believing in God. And ultimately, I don't care what the sound, you know. If it's genuine, that's what I'm putting on. So
that's
I love
right.
that.
That's right.
I mean, it's important. We have to bridge the gap between the breakdown and sound and music, you know. And it's nothing wrong with preferences. I think people think that there's like an issue with preferences. There's nothing wrong with preferences. One of the things I run into is that there becomes a popular preference where people begin to change their sound to fit the popular preference. So they lose their sense of identity and their sound trying to go with what's popular. And that's the unfortunate part. But people like you who create like platforms where it says, no, I want you to be you and you to be you and you to be you. And everybody has a, like, that's huge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I know. That's why I said, and many, Tasha Cobbs has been across the platform. Marquise Boone's been across the platform. They're all key players.
Yeah.
And one of the things I am trying to do is to get them all to just support what I do, so that we can have an entity that is flexible, you know. But sometimes, I like what you said, sometimes people just want to be with the popular. And see, eventually the popular will fall, especially if Christ ain't in it. And so I interview artists who are signed to secular labels with a Christian tagline. Okay, I feel the Holy Ghost and I'm trying to go somewhere, but I'm going to stay focused because this interview is about you.
That's how you know the interview is juicy.
Right.
Right.
Okay, worship. when you are worshiping,
mm-hmm.
what is the exchange, if you can describe it? Because we understand when we worship, there is an exchange between us uh-huh. and the heaven. So for you, right. what is it? Because I've seen it, but I want you to explain.
Okay. This is the honest to God truth. Like, I was always had in my head, like, who I wanted to be as a worshiper.
Uh-huh.
And true story, Marquise Boone had like an event, and I saw Kalante Gavin minister. And at the time, he was maybe 17, you know, mm-hmm. and I saw him minister. And when I saw him minister, like, the whole room went crazy. Right. It just went crazy. But it was God. It wasn't right, like right. a, you know, manufactured experience. It was like a genuine experience. And what I saw, and I'm like, okay, God, I looked at him, and what I saw was him being unrestrained in worship. It was right. just so liberated. It was what, it reminded me of Ty Tribbett, which was one of my major influences. And so I saw that liberation. I saw that complete unadulterated truth in his worship. Not that he sang so amazing, but that it was just authentic. So now when I worship, it's an exchange of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Come on,
worshiping genuinely, like, yo, this is literally how I feel. Like, right. this is literally what's real. Like, I don't want to sing what sounds pretty, but what sounds like I've lived those lyrics. Like, I've lived wanting to quit, wanting to give up, and,
right.
you know, being right. vulnerable. So for me, that exchange is vulnerability. That's what God wants. Like, he
yes,
doesn't want, you know,
yes.
just the fancy words, like the beautiful runs. He
right.
Listen, that's for the bird. I realize everybody can sing. You sing a little bit, everybody can sing. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Everybody can do that. Got it. Look, God right. don't want just that, you know.
No. Man, the key that you said was vulnerable. And that is that surrender, that great exchange.
Yes.
It's just like, whew, man. So what's going on with the new project? You have the single out, Yahweh. What you working on now? A full album
oh
or the EP or what we doing?
I have this guitar and I get the downloads of the music and I'm like, God, what do you want? Do you want a single? Do you want, you know, do I come out with an EP? And I haven't heard yet.
Okay.
You know, I haven't heard yet. I just create and, you know, just wait until God say, okay, this or that one. Because, like, when I write, I can hear, like, literally hear, okay, this is the sound because it's going to release this for people.
Mm.
And so, you know, I don't want to just, okay, I got a whole bunch of dope songs. Let me just put an EP together or album together
right.
so I can make $10. No. I want to make sure, hey, and like people are, there's an effective change. People mindset come like, yo, that was a different experience right there.
Right.
Like, I want to be able to do what Kalante did for me.
Mm.
And what
so
he did for me, what he showed me to be unrestrained before God. And I'm older than he is. And I realized like this baby, this boy done went in. And
right.
I've never worked same after that.
Wow.
Like, I literally had a change experience. I need to tell him. I never told him this, but yeah.
Good. We got the exclusive. No.
Exactly. Yes.
That is awesome. And that is your creative license being independent. No one's
yes.
pressuring you. You have a single out. That single can run for a year or two. And you are allowing yourself to be genuine and hear what God wants you to do. Girl, you're so obedient.
Aww.
You know, that is just like, yes. And I feel the same way. Sometimes I can't minister unless God releases me. So someone may say, Nigeria, I want you to do something. I got to be like, no, I can't. You know, or
what?
I remember we was in a prayer circle. And
mm-hmm.
one of the pastor asked one of the other ministers to pray. But she was going through something and she was like, not right now. And so everybody was like, huh, well, you know, because we know she can pray. We know she's going to get a prayer through. So he was
right.
like, no, I want you to pray. And she was so humble and polite. She was like, not right now. So I guess he caught it. And then he was like, okay. And I don't know if someone else prayed or he prayed. And I thought that is having full autonomy of your anointing. That you don't just jump at things because you have it. But when God is really speaking to you or you're not in that mold, You don't fake it. Good God.
What?
Woo!
Man. Yes.
And I was like, yes. So I know what you're saying about these experiences. And, you know, I call them God encounters. See, you don't know him until you have these moments with him.
Exactly.
Know? So I've been trained that just because I got it, if I'm not in the right space with God, I ain't got to be forced to, you know, push it out. I can just humbly say, not right now. Ooh-wee.
You know, everything that sounds good isn't right. You know, it is what it is. It may not be for the right time. And so, you know, I'm like, you know, I want to be in right. I want to, like, really be at peace and be pleasing to God in what I do. You know, I just want to be, like, satisfied. I want to have a satisfied life. And to do that, you don't do that by being controlled by everything that blows. And I've had to learn that. And so, like, I'm riding the coattail of Jesus. Like, I'm, like, literally riding and coasting the waves. Like, and it feels great, you know. And it takes a lot of strength. So, you know, to be able to say, hey, no, I'm going to pass up on, you know, getting on the mic because, you know, I mess around. Right. And it, believe it or not, it would be a lot of less hurt people if people had that type of heart to say, no, not right now.
Right.
You know, you think about the George Floyd stuff. That man was going through some stuff. He could have literally said, hey, you know what? Right now, I'm going through a tough time. I need to get some help.
Right.
You know, you don't really see a lot of people being honest and vulnerable.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. Vulnerability is people will be transparent, but not vulnerable. It's
Ooh-wee.
Easy to tell you.
That was good.
Listen,
I
can tell you about my life, but vulnerability, that's an intimate thing. That's something different.
And that goes to the relationship we have privilege to have with our Father in heaven, man. And that's something you don't take for granted.
Mm.
Wow. You write all your stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It has to come from the way that, you know, I used to hold like these at my house. I used to do like these worship sessions where I would have different worshipers come. And I mean, I'm talking about some amazing vocalists and amazing worshipers. But what I was encouraging them to do was to worship how they felt right then and there. Let's make it true. Singing, oh, the reckless love of God, that's awesome. But that's not true to you.
Right.
It's not. There's a real effect for you. Sing what's true to you right now. Whatever that is.
Right.
You know, I'm happy. I'm fat. Whatever that is. Express that to God. Be vulnerable before God. Like, don't be fancy before God.
Ooh.
That you become so puffed up like he don't know you.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So what church do you go to? Do you attend church?
No, believe it or not, I was at a ministry. I ended up leaving that ministry, and it's just what God wanted me to do. God, and I have to be obedient. I had to do it, and it's all love with the ministry and everything like that. I served it for years. But honestly, you know, between apostles, different subgroups that we worship with, that we minister with, that pour in. And, of course, I don't keep from everybody's table, but, you know.
Right.
Just go to the church of the Lord, you know, and then when I'm traveling and doing ministry. So my husband and I, my kids, we gather and we do our studies every Saturday. We study and just kind of go in and we gather with our friends, and there's a ministry called Crossroads here locally in Belton that has been pretty awesome. I like them. I'm like, okay, y'all growing on me.
Okay.
So,
do you have a covering?
Apostle Viral.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Apostle Viral. Viral.
Yes.
Listen,
no,
let me
that's
tell
good.
You.
That's good. No, she's a key player, and I'm sitting here saying now, woman of God, we having a good conversation. But you cannot walk this walk without a covering.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely not. Apostle Viral Howard. No, that absolutely.
Okay.
And again, ministry, the ministry in this industry. And that's what I love about her. It's beyond just the business.
Right.
It's the walk. And then we are under Bishop Thompson out of Georgia as well. So, we cover for even just the business of ministry and then just for our family. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, your official stamp of approval, key player in effect. Let people know your social media. Let them know how they can get in touch with you, stay in touch with you, and watch you grow and blossom because you are going to be amazing. That's all I'm saying. And let it be known. I said it. It's here. It's on record. And I'm glad to, be talking to you now, because I don't know how hectic your schedule will get ready to be.
Stay connected with me, family, on all my social media. It's at Jokia Music. You're going to be like, Jo what? It's like Nokia phone, but with a J. Jokia. J-O-K-I-A Music. I have a clothing line called God Sent. It's just a reminder to let you know, listen, don't let anything get in your way. Do what God is telling you to do. Go where God is telling you to go.
Right.
My website is jokiamusic.net. The website is www.godsentbw.com. But yeah, reach out to me. You talk to me. I talk back. I love meeting new people. I love relationships.
That is key. That is key. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back. We're going to push this, and we're going to stay in touch. Because I feel
yes.
there's more. There's more, but we're going to let this ride out. Jokia,
yes.
thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate you. You guys go out and get that single, Yahweh. And
yes.
let's support.
Amen.
All right. Have a good one.